Good to come your way again. It is Saturday, and it is Kojo Yanka coming your way with Saturday Nugget. Where is the focus of your energy? Perfecting something that you don't have control over, or affecting that which you may be able to? I'm talking about perfection or affection. This fundamental truth will save you a lot of hassle, that men are different from women. We do things differently. And that is the ultimate design of the master, and he permitted it to be so. Genesis chapter 1, 27. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Selah. Male and female, we are different. We come into the relationship with this difference, but we tend to try and get the other party behave like the other party. And it's not going to work. He didn't design it for us to hate each other or fight each other, but then we need to celebrate this individuality. For example, it is said that when it comes to the man, he's got different boxes for different things. When the man is thinking about his children, he taps into the box of the children and no other box. So when you talk to him about anything else, nothing really matters apart from that. Hence, we get stuck on one thing at a time. When it comes to the woman, it's different. It is said that she's got only one box, powered by emotions, so everything else connects to each other. So I come home, she's watching television, she's cooking, she's looking after the children, etc., etc., and I pick up the remote, and guess what? I try to change it, but I'm watching the television, and I'm like, how can you be doing all these things at a time? Because I'm a man, I presume that she should only be doing one thing at a time. But fundamentally, we are different. And let me hit you with this, my sisters. There is a box in a man's head that is called the nothing box. And we enjoy being there. You remember the other day when you came to him and asked him that, what is wrong with you, when he was sitting in the living room and he said nothing? He really meant nothing. But to you, it was something. And you were trying to comfort him and trying to get that box. No, we will not allow you in, because immediately you comes in, it becomes something. We enjoy being in the nothing box. There was a study recently that they were looking at toddlers, the girls and the boys. And they came to a conclusion that women like to use words. Because the little girls, they would always talk. If even there was nobody to talk to, they would be talking to the adults. But the boys, oh no. They wouldn't be using words, and to the best, they will run away and go and sit somewhere alone. When men are stressed, we just like to keep quiet. So you know what? Don't try and let us exchange the roles. We are fundamentally different, and there is nothing wrong with us. As a matter of fact, University of Pennsylvania concluded a study in a couple of years ago, and they said that the only creature that can think about nothing and still breathe is the man. So let's not fight each other. Let's celebrate our individuality. Let's not focus the energy on things that the master has permitted it to be so. Let's actually try and affect each other. Show affection. Try and love each other. Because the Bible said, love covereth multitude of sins. As I bring the curtain down today, I just want you to understand that the fact that he is behaving that way or she is behaving that way does not necessarily mean that he doesn't want the relationship to work. For all you know, men are different from women. Let's celebrate our individuality. Let's not fight each other. And let God be glorified. Till I come your way next week, give me a ring on 079-50-497-71 or send me an email on robertyanka@gmail.com. Or better still, follow me on my Facebook, Uncle Joe Yanka. Stay blessed and work the marriage.